Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainis daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Beis of an Aleph on top, the next Mishnah, where we are talking about the extra brachos that are added on a fast day when it doesn't rain, and the brachos, the six brachos that are added in. The first one is combined with Gal Yisrael, the expanded version, and then we have the extra six brachos. So we mentioned earlier what the six brachos are. They have Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, Machlokas, whether those are the first two, and then we have the four prachim of Tehillim. The last Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda added in two others that substituted. Okay, so now we're up to the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Al HaRishona Hu Omer. The first one, we are familiar with some of this from Slichas, right? Some of the very old parts of Slichas come from the Mishnah. Al HaRishona Hu Omer, towards the end of the first bracha that we add on. This is in the Gaal Yisrael, right? This says the Karban Eida. Al HaRishona B'Gaal Yisrael Hu Maschil LaHa'arich. The Alpha Pi She'enim Minyan HaSheish, Kori Osar HaRishona, calls it the first, even though it's not really part of the six. It's really extra. We have six extra ones, but this is really part. Lefisha bam maschil lahosifu laharich, says the Karban Eida, because this is the one that we start adding on. Extra tefillah. So Rishonu Omer Rishonas Avram Avinu Har Moriah. He who answered Avram Avinu at Har HaMoriah, hu yane eschem v'yishma b'kol tzaas eschem b'yom hazeh. He will answer. He will answer you and listen to your tefillos, to listen to your cries. Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. So this is an expanded part of Re'ei Va'anyenu. We add in these lines. This is a real mystery that the Mefarshim on Slichas talk about this, and that is, what did Avram Avinu daven at the Akedah? He who answered Avram at the Akedah, right? Did he daven that he shouldn't have to do it? You know, isn't part of the, as we'll see later on in the daf, that Avram Avinu didn't say a word. He didn't daven. Right, so what exactly does it mean? Misha ana la Avram Avinu. So the Gemara seems to understand that what he davened was that he shouldn't have to kill his son, because the Gemara says velo Yitzchak nigal. Yitzchak was the only one that was redeemed. So how are we applying this to Gal Yisrael? Yisrael applies to all of Am Yisrael. This is a personal geula. Answer, Mikivan Shenigal Yitzchak, Kemisha Nigalu Kal Yisrael. Well, once Yitzchak was Nigal, it was as if all the Jews were Nigal. Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Velo Yitzchak, Hu Shenigal Bahar Maria, Umat Filu Hu Omer, Kishem Shanes Avraham, Kain Yigalosanu, the Eno Dome Lashar HaChasimos. It's not similar to the other Gemara brachas ending de la halon shemis palalim kishem shagal osanu biyamsuf uba mitzvah kin yigal osanu ata. There, the later ones were maybe all of Am Yisrael were saved at by Yericho and saved by Yamsuf. Avalkan yisag bilvadu shenigal. Here, this is personal. This is individual. So the answer is no. That individual, that zchus, you know, is helps us out throughout. Right. Remember the Satan totally didn't want Avram Avinu to be able to have this chus. That's what the Medrash says in Parshas Vayera, that the Satan dressed up as a big raging ocean, and Avram Avinu had to, after dressing up like many others, like a young and old and like an ocean, what are you doing? And Avram Avinu was on his way and is up to his neck. He's like, well, Hashem, what do you want me to do? I'm trying to go and perform this. And that's one of the reasons we go to the water by Tashluch, to remember, Rav Schwab says, to remember the Zechuyos of Avram Avinu, not just to throw our sins into the water, but to remember the Mesiris Nefesh that Avram Avinu had. So this is the first of the messages. So again, there's more to say about what Avram Avinu davened for, but in general, the Akedah. It's interesting that the Akedah is known as the one of the Nisyonos. According to most Rishonim, it's the final Nisayon. Not according to all, but according to most, it's the final Nisayon of Avram Avinu. And the question that's asked by a number of the Achronim is, why was it Avraham's Nisayon and not Yitzchak's Nisayon? Right, Avram Avinu, he was the one that was going to do it, but Yitzchak was putting his neck out. Yitzchak was putting his neck out, and the answer suggested is because Avram, a number of answers, but Avram Avinu, some say he was going to have to live with this for the rest of his life. You know, Yitzchak was a one-time thing, but Avraham was going to have to live with this day in, day out. I saw one of the Mefarshim here on our daf talks about that as well, that Avraham Avinu was going to have to do this. The Minchas Elazar, Mashenkin Avraham Gamim Yischazik Lashem Shelishchot Es Bino Mikol Makom Acherei Akravaso Chashav Eich Yispol Hatzar Yamim Rabim Misgageu Misabel Al Bino Yichido Kinenu Od. Yitzchak was a one-time thing. Others say that there's not only did the Shemana Tov writes that Yitzhak Avinu was actually, we'll leave that for now. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, in a certain sense, Yitzhak was a harder Nisayan. In a certain sense. And that's why we also focus on the zchus of Yitzhak. Because Avram heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bechina of Torah Shebechsav. Yitzhak Avinu, Torah Shebalpeh. He trusted Avraham. He had the emunas chachamim. Now, why wouldn't Yitzhak have said, you know, Dad, I'm not sure if you heard right. You're a little old. But he didn't question him. He said, this is what Avram Avinu said. This is what Avram Avinu said that Hashem said. This is what I have to do. A bechina of Torah, a Torah Shebalpeh. Oh, so there's a lot about the Akedah. What exactly was the Nisayon? Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachai talk about it on the Pasuk, Velakim Nises Avraham. But this is all in the first line of Misha Ana La Avram Avinu Bahar Hamoriah. Number one. Bibi Barabashem Rabbi Yochanan Amar Avram Venegadish Baruch Hu Ribon HaOlamim Galui V'yadua Lefanecha. It's known in front of you. Avram says to Hashem afterwards, right? After it's all done, right? He didn't question when Hashem told him to do the Akedah. He didn't bring up the stira, right? Rashi quotes this at the end of Vayera. Avram Avinu didn't ask the stira when Hashem told him, go sacrifice your son. Afterwards, when Hashem said, don't give your son, that's when Avram Avinu says, okay, can I ask a question now? Now that it's over and now that you're not asking me to do anything, can I ask back and forth and back and forth. So yesterday when you told me to bring my son Yitzchak, Hayali Malahashiv, Veloma Lefanecha, I could have asked you, Esmol Amartali. Yesterday you said to me, Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara. You said in Yitzchak, Yachshavat Omer Vali Shamla Ola. You said in Yitzchak, he's the one, and now you ask me to bring him as a carbon. Chas v'sham lo asisiki, and I didn't ask you any questions. Ela kavashi es yitzri, v'asisi ritzoncha. I was kovish by yitzer. I didn't say anything. This is what you want me to do. This is what I did. Kein yihi ratzom lofanecha Hashem alokai. So to Hashem, just like I didn't ask any kashas, and I just did your ratzon, so Hashem, please, you do my ratzon. Shebishashi yubanav shal yitzchak banai, nechnasim li deitzara. When my future descendants are in the middle of tzaras, eve ein lahem mi sheyol maraleim senigaria, and there's nobody that is defending them, nobody that's to give senigaria in them, atate malam maraleim senigaria. Please, you defend them. You act just like I acted for you. Please, you act for me. Avraham Avinu uses that power of the Akedah to demand, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? This is one of the stiros that Avraham Avinu had to get over to be able to do the Akedah. He had to overcome a beferish promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's here. He had to overcome, Rav Dessler says, he had to overcome his life's work. He spent his entire life preaching against child sacrifice, preaching about a kind and gentle God. And this in one act will undermine his entire life's work. And it'll be a joke. And I'll be like, oh, this is Avraham. So the whole thing was a lie. The whole thing was a joke. And Rabbeinu Bachai writes, he would have to get over his unbelievable love that he surely had for his son, right? After so many years, and he finally has a son, and he's old now. He's 37 years old, and he's developed a relationship with him. And all of that he would have to get over. This is the schus of the Akedah. But again, this is the stira that Avraham Avinu brings up. Hashem Yireh. So this is also the fact that Avraham Avinu named it Hashem Yireh after the Akedah. So that is the following. Ad nizkalem akedaso shel Yitzchak avihem. Remember the Akedah of Yitzchak, their forefathers, who mismalei alehem rachamim, and have be mamalei rachamim alehem. So interesting. According to this, Avraham Avinu was talking and saying, remember this schus of my son. Right, Akedas Yitzchak. Period. I think we mentioned in the past the Shemana Tov's comment regarding right Akedas Yitzchak. Why do we focus on that detail? The binding of Yitzchak. Right. One might say that it's the binding. So Shemana Tov wonders why we focus on that detail of we don't talk about Ha'alas Yitzchak or Sreifas Yitzchak, right? We just say the binding of Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak. So the Shemana Tov suggests that the Medrash says that when Avram and Yitzchak were walking to do the Akedah, Yitzchak turns to Avram and says, I'm a little nervous. Not nervous about the event, but I'm nervous that when we get there and I see the knife above me, I'm going to flail and I'm going to passel the shechita. So Kaftani Yafe Yafe, Yitzchak says to Avram, bind me down very much. What's the message of that? Kaftani Yafe Yafe? Yitzchak was inspired as he walked to the Akedah, but he knew that inspiration doesn't always last. And it could be that he won't feel it when the time comes. So he took precautions when he felt inspired to be able to keep that, be in the zone and be forced to do what he knows what he wants to do, even when the pressure presents itself later on. That's the message of Akedas Yitzchak, to take those moments of inspiration and bind them to ourselves when we feel it. Okay, so that's what Avraham Avinu himself says. Akedas Yitzchak, right here. So we continue. Says the Gemara. Hashem Yireh, that was Hashem Yireh. Maksiv Basrei, Vayisa Avraham Eseinah, Vayar, Vinei Ayal, Achar, Vagomer. My Achar, what is Achar? He sees a ram Achar. Amr of Yudah Rav Samon, Achar, Koladoros, Achar, it's a reference to all, after all the generations, Hashem, see the ram. Asida Benecha Liachis Bavonos, your sons will be entrapped with sins, Ulehistabeach Bitzaros, and be in caught and pulled by Tsaras, Vesofen Ligal Bekarn of Shalai Lazeh, and the horns of this ram is going to redeem them. Shene'emar Vashem Elokim Bashofer Yitka, Vahalach Bisa'aros Teiman. Right, that relates to the future, what the ram is going to be used for in the future. There's an interesting Pirkei Der Belazar, the Pirkei Der Belazar, which is an early Medrash, as we know, early Medrash, and Perek Lamed Aleph tells the whole story of the Akedah. So towards the end of that, Perek Lamed Aleph, Chazal tell us that every part of this aisle, Rabbi Chanida ben Dosa Omer, Oso ha'ayel lo yotze mimeno dvar levatala. That aisle, that ram, it was nothing went levatala. So every part of the aisle was used for something else. Afro shel aisle hu yisod shel gam mizbeach panimi. The ashes were used in the mizbeach. Gidov shel aisle he masara keneged asor nevalim shel kinor. Shay David Minagin Bohem, Oro Shal Ayel, Azer Masam Shal Eliyahu, was used for a belt of Eliyahu. Shte Karnav Shal Ayel, Shofaros, Bishal Smol Nishma Kolo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Har Sinai. There it is. The Kol Shofar, Vakol Shal Yeminu, Gadol Mena Smol, Vaasid Litkoa Bo Laasid Lavo, Bekibbutz Shal Galias is going to be used in the future. So that's the Ayel that Aram Avinu says should be used in the future. We continue. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Chinna bar Yitzchak. Kol oso hayom haya Avraham roas ha'ayel ne'echaz b'ilan zeh. All day, Aram Avinu kept seeing this ayel get caught in one tree, v'nitar v'yotze, and then it get freed. Ne'echaz b'chore zeh, get caught in this forest, v'nitar v'yotze, and get free, and struggle and get out. Ne'echaz b'sfach zeh, v'nitar v'yotze, and then get out. So achar means repeated. Repeated, that's Achar, not Achar just later in the generations, but over and over again. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham, kach asida banecha. What is this a remez to? Saris and Galus and Geula and Galus and Geula. This is Klal Yisrael. Banecha ne'achazim ba'avonos, umistavchin b'malchios. They get caught up in the malchios, mibava l'madai, mimadai liyavan, miyavan le'edom. Amar lefan of Rebona olamim, yeah, kein lo olam, this is forever. How often? Amar le, there's going to come a time. The sof only he go el bekarnov shall ayel azeh v'asham el Hashem Elokim b'shofar yitka v'halach b'saros teiman. There's going to come a time where it will all be over and have the ultimate geula with that shofar. Remember, Rav Sadigon quotes that there are 10 kavanas that we have by shofar. So one of them is the shofar of Matan Torah. One of them is the shofar of the Gula Asida. We have all of these shofaros and the shofar of the Akedah. But all of these are a few of these are embedded in this Gemara. So that was all Rishona. That was the first edition that was added into Gal Yisrael. Al Hashnia. So Hashnia, we're going back to the Tanakama that she says that the next one is Zichronos, right? The first extra one is Zichronos, Shofaros. So in the Zichronos, which we add in, Hu Omer, this is what we say, Mishan es avosein ol Yamsuf hu yana eschem. He who answered our forefathers at Yamsuf, he shall answer you. V'yishma b'kol tzatzaschem ayom hazeh, he shall listen to your cries. Baruch Ata Hashem zocher hanishkachos. Right, blessed Hashem, he remembers, Hashem is zocher, he remembers that which is forgotten. I think we mentioned the Bali Musar quote, a Vart, on zocher and Hashkachas. Remember, Hashem remembers all that is forgotten. If we forget our Averos, Hashem remembers them. So we can't forget our averes. If we remember our averes and we always constantly do tshuva for them, Hashem is not going to remember them. And by the mitzvahs, if we focus on our mitzvahs and think how great we are and how awesome we are, Hashem is going to forget them. If we forget our mitzvahs, again, we did the mitzvah, okay, let's move on to the next one. Hashem is going to remember those. I remember Zocher, Kol HaNishkachos. Good. Says the Gemara, Abara, Kitim, Naso, Avosin, Aliyam. Really, there were four different reactions that we had, maybe at different moments. We went through different stages at the Yam. Achas Ameres Nifal Yam. First, some of us thought, you know, let's just go into the Yam and kill ourselves, right? Well, instead of letting the Mitzrayim get us. Achas Ameres Nachzul Mitzrayim. Another reaction. Let's just go back to Mitzrayim. We can't deal here, surrounded. Achas Ameres Nasi Mal Melchama. Others said, let's fight them. V'achas Ameres Nitzaveh Kenegdon. Let's daven. So, and each of the, there's a phrase in the pasuk that seems to talk to each of these. Zeshamar Nipalam, according to the one that says, let's go to the Yam and just give ourselves up. Amar Lehem Moshe, Yasurus Yoshua's Hashem, don't go into the Yam, meaning, and kill yourself, right? Just go, stand up and see the Yeshua. Zusha Amar Nachzol Mitzrayim, Amar Lehem Moshe, the one that it said, go back to Mitzrayim, that was responded to. You're never going to see Mitzrayim again. What are you going to go back to Mitzrayim? They're not going to be around anymore. And according to the one that says the reaction of we'll do fight them. No, Hashem's going to fight for you. You're not going to have to fight. And according to the one that said let's daven. Moshe says you could be silent. This is not the time for tefillah. There is an amazing Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, where the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, remember the pasuk says, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, and then the next, right, this is interesting, this is the contrast to, don't daven, basically. There's no need, but if you look in the pasuk in Bishalach, the next pasuk says, V'yomar Hashem HaMoshe, Ba Titzak Eli. Right, what are you davening for? What are you davening for? So our Gemara seems to give the answer that, don't worry, Hashem will take care of it. But if you look in the pasuk, the next pasuk says, what are you crying for? Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'iso, jump in the water. Dabel b'nei Yisrael, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on that pasuk, an amazing Aruch Chaim. What do we do? Hashem says, what are you davening for? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Well, what else does a Jew do when they're in the time of Tzaras, other than daven? Kasha, v'lomul mi yitzak, imlo l'Hashem elokav, uverprat b'ei Tzara. What does Hashem want from us? D'chsiv karasa mitzara li, menametzar karasika. So what exactly is the message of this? Aruch Chaim there has the amazing thought that they reached a time, Achen Yisba'er, he says, Yisrael Hayinusunim Bedin, at that moment, B'nai Yisrael were standing in Did, Ma'elu Af Elu, V'davar Yaduahu, and that it was known that Hashem wanted to give Rachmanis, but you know what, there was Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin was saying, do they deserve it? How could you do that? And there is some spot, says the Aruch Chaim, that even tefillah is not strong enough. And the only thing that would work is action based on emuna. Ma titzaki lai pirish ein adar v'toli biyadi. Hagam shani chafetz asos neis, says the Aruch Chaim. Kivin shehem einem ru'uyim midas hadin mona'as. Bein b'koach barachavim kineged midas hadin mona'as. I can't do it. Dabel b'nei Yisrael, tell them, zos ha'etza ha'ye'utza. This is what's going to help. L'hagbir tzad ha'chesed v'harachamim. Dabel b'nei Yisrael, v'yis'atzmu be'emuna. Be strong in their emuna, b'chol libam. V'yisu el hayam. Kol dem she'yichalik, go into the yam before it splits. Al'smach ha'bitachon, ki ani yaseh lehem neis. U'be'em so zu, and through this act of Mesiris Nefesh, discover harachamim. V'chulu. So that is v'yata, right? Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yisau, tell them to go in, and that act will be greater than the act of tefillah. And that's what's reflected here when Hashem says, Atem tach rishun, ma tetzach ilai. We continue. Says the Mishnah, Lashlishis, on the next bracha, which is the second extra one, that's Shofaros, Lashlishis, who amer, Mishana is Yeshua ba Gilgal. He who answered Yeshua in Gilgal. Gilgal is where we lost a battle. We lost a little battle, and then Yeshua is nervous, and he davens, and ultimately the story of Yericho takes place. Huyan eschem, yishma b'kol tzachaschem ayamazeh. Hashem answered you, and he should answer you again. Baruch atah Hashem, shomea cherua. Right? The Karban Eda points out here that, well, the victory by Yericho happened with shofaros they had in their hands. Therefore, it's appropriate to talk about this as an ending to the bracha of shofaros. Lefi, says the Karban Eda, Lefi shenana b'shofaros al Yericho, ba'ot cha Yisrael omdim ba Gilgal. And therefore, it was appropriate. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Lakish B'Shem Rav Yanai, Shitef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmo HaGadol B'Yisrael, Hashem was Mishatef. Hashem connected his name to the Jewish people, meaning he named us Yisrael when he changed the name from Yaakov. He could have named us, the Karbonei to point out, Yeshurun or Yashar, right? Because it's based on Kisarisa. So Yeshurun Yashar, but he called us Yisrael so that in there we have Yisrael, which is Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore forevermore we are connected, right, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamelech, and it's the mashal is given, Shailo Mavtech Shal Palmantarin Katana. There was a box. There was a box of precious items and jewels. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. Teva Katana, Sheba Manichin, Ginzei Ksavim, Vishar Dvarim Hanechmadim. There was a little box and there was a little key. There was a box and a little key to the box. And you needed the key to open the box. Amar HaMelech, the king says, Imani Manicha Kamoshi, if I leave the key as is, some of the tiny little key, and there's no keychain and there's no long thing, so you lose the put the key down, it gets lost. Avedahi. Eli Harini Orsalacha Shalshalas. The king says, you know, I'm going to make a long chain for the key. And then Shim Avda. So even if the key might be lost, Hashalshalas Tehi Muchachas Aleha, the Shalshalas, the chain will be clear. And therefore the key won't be lost. Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Es Yisrael Kamoshim. If I leave Bnei Yisrael as they are, they'll be that like that little key L'nevlon Heim Bnei Umos. They'll be swallowed up. Ela Hari Ani Meshatei Shmia Gadol Bahem Veim Chayim. What do I do? I will partner. I will connect my name with them, and therefore they will always be there. Matam Vayishmu Hakranim V'Chol Yoshei Aretz V'Nasabu Aleinu V'Chrisu Ashemenu Min Aretz U'Mataseh L'Shimcha Gadol. Right, the pasuk in Yoshua, that Hashem connected the Shema Gadol, Shehu Meshutaf Banu Miyad, and that's what happens. Vayomer Hashem Yoshua, Kum Lach. What is Kum Lach? Come, it's as if there's no Vav there. Kum Lach. I stood up for you, Hahu did Karta, that you mentioned. That's a remez that because the Shem Hashem was connected to us, that's why it is forever. Rabbi Yanai Zeira B'Shem Avhaseh. Rabbi Yanai said in the name of his forefathers. Interesting. Call me Sheino Kashok Yoshua. Whoever is not on the level of Yoshua, meaning, what is the level of Yeshua? Somebody who could prostrate themselves totally on the ground, meaning in a very extreme tefillah position. If Hashem's not going to automatically say, I answered you, al yipol, then a person shouldn't do that type of prostration. Because if not, it'll be a chil Hashem, as is described here in the Karban Eidah. Somebody sees very strong davening and no answer, then they'll think that if this person is not tochel kabaro, is not a real Evan Hashem in that way, and therefore you shouldn't daven that way. Ubavad yachar la tzibur. This is only when you're davening for the tzibur, like there's a drought. If you're davening yourself, nobody knows any idea what you're davening, so therefore you can daven however you want, and it is not a problem. Okay, that's third. Next, ala revias tabav amabes. Revias hu omer, mishana shmuel ba mitzvah, right, the parak in Tehillim, El Hashem batzarasali. So he who answered Shmuel ba mitzvah, when the Jews were gathered and the Plishtim were going to attack, and Shmuel davin, hu yane eschem vishma b'kol tzachaschem hayom hazeh, baruch ta Hashem shomea tzaka. It's the same lashon of tzaka, a crying out, that's the bracha. Ksiv vayikavsu hamitzpasa vayish avu mayim. The pasuk says there that the Jews gathered and they drew water. Vayishbachu lefnei Hashem, and they poured water in front of Hashem. And then the pasuk continues, vayatsumu bayamahu vayomru l'sham chatanu l'Hashem. What kind of pouring water? Says the Gemara, v'chimayim shafchu. What's with pouring water? But when they gathered in Shuvah, elam alamecha, shafchu as libam kamayim. They poured out their hearts like water, like the pasuk in Eicha, shivchi kamayim libech. Vayomru sham chatanu l'Hashem. And they said, we sin. Amar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Lava Shmuel Chalukan Shalkal Yisrael. Shmuel literally wore the garment of the Jewish people. I mean, he fought for them. He davened for them. Amar Lefanav, he said, Ribbono Kol Olamim, Klum Atanas HaAdam, Ela Al Shehu. Omer Lefanecha Lo Chatasi. Why do you get upset at people? Because they say, I didn't sin. If they don't admit, and they don't regret, Hinni Nishpat Otach, Al amacha lo chatasi. So I know you stand in judgment if they say lo chatasi. But all of Klal Yisrael here said chatasi. V'ilo omrim lefanecho chatanu. They admitted they did shuvas. Therefore Hashem, please, you have to forgive them. Period. Al hachamishis on the fifth. This is the tale of Esa Enai, who Omer Mishanas Elio Bahar Carmel. This is what we add into the bracha. Who he who answered Elio Bahar Carmel, who Yan Eschem, he shall answer you, Yishma Bekol Tzachaschem, Hayamazeh, Baruch Hashem Shomea Tefillah, right? This is in Shomea Tefillah. He answers your kol tsa'aka, right? This is appropriate because this is the brach of Esa Enai El Heharim, the mountains, and Elio Navi is answered on the mountains. Elio Bar Kamel, right? One of the most exciting stories in all of Tanakh, as we know, is described in Malachim Aleph Perak Yud Ches, where the Nevi'ei Habal go on one mountain, Achav sends them there, and Elio Navi is on the Har Kamel. Elio Navi says, feel free, whoever is going to have the fire from Hashem come down, that will be the true God. And Elio gives them all day, and they daven all day and all night, and they try to get the fire to come down, and nothing happens. And finally, towards the end of, in the afternoon, Elio Navi says, everybody come here. And he gets he gets water, and he douses it with water over and over again. And finally, he says, as the sun is going down, he davens to Hashem, Aneni, Hashem, Aneni. V'yedu ha'am hazeh, ki ata hu elokim. Hashem, answer me, and that they all know that you are the God. V'yatasi bosos libam ha'oranis. V'tibol eish Hashem, atochal esolav esha'etzim. Fire comes down and consumes the ola, the etzim, the avanim, the stones. V'esha'ofer in the dirt. V'esha'mayim asher bata'ala lechecha, and all the water. V'yar kolam v'yiplo p'nehem. The whole Am sees this, falls on their faces. Vayomer Hashem hu ho Elokim, Hashem hu ho Elokim. Right, so that was that Elio Anavi asked for that. He had a special tefillah there. Ksiv vahi ba'alos ha'mincha. It was mincha time. It was late in the day. After he gave them the whole day to daven, and it was not answered. So he went up by mincha vayagesh Elio Anavi vayomer Hashem Elokei Avraham Yisrael Yisrael hayom yivada vagomer. The pasuk continues. The pasuk says here by it was ba'alos ha'mincha. The Gemara in Brachas in the first parak says this show reflects the power of the tefillah at mincha. Tefillah at mincha, right? Mincha is a special power. The Tur quotes this. The Tur quotes this Gemara in Hilchas Mincha, Reish Lamed Beis, Uma O Tzarach Lizarba, says the Tur. You have to be very careful with mincha. Shene de Amar Rabbi Chelba Amar Afuna La Olam Yizar Adam Tefillas Mincha Sharilo Nene Eliyahu Ela Betefillas Mincha Shene Amar Vahi Balos HaMincha Vegash Eliyahu, as we just learned. Vatam, but then the Tur gives his own answer. His own explanation. Why is mincha so precious? By shachar, you wake up in the morning and you daven. Fine. Nighttime, before you go to sleep, you daven. But mincha is in the middle of the day. You're involved in everything under the sun. You need kavana. You need to really stop what you're doing. If you could do that, you have great, great schar. The Torah says there's a special aspect to mincha. Right? The language of the Aruch HaShulchan is that it's the ne'ila of the day. The last tefillah is always very special, so the needle of every day is the mincha. So let's take it seriously. So that's Eliyahu Hanavi. Says, ask the Gemara, how did Eliyahu bring karbanos? Right, he lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. There's an Isra Bamos to bring karbanos on any other altar. Amar Ef Simlai, Dibera Amarle, from the word Dibur, meaning it was a harasha. Hashem told him it was a special situation. As the Gemara says in Yevamos, it was harasha shiny. Ubidvarecha asisi, right? That's the lashon of the Navi. Ubidibarecha asisi, because of your dibur, that's why I did it. Aneni Hashem aneni. So the Gemara, the Bavli has one shot of this double lashon, but here says the Gemara, aneni bischusi, aneni bischus tamidai. My schus and all of Klai Yisrael's schus that are learning from me, please answer me for that. Mishnah. Alashishas who amer mishanas Yona me'adaga nes. He who answered Yona in the fish. He should answer you. Remember, this is the bracha that said by the shliach tzibur in Chazaras Hashatz. That's what he keeps says. Hu ya'ane eschem. He shall answer you, talking to the tzibur. And the last one, we want to end off talking about Eretz Yisrael. So, David and Shlomo. David and Shlomo David, when the Beis Hamikdash was built, Baruch Hashem Hamarachem Al Haaretz. Ksiv, the pasuk by Yonah, why is it appropriate for Yonah for that one? Ona Beit Sarah, because the pasuk says there, Vayomer Karasi Mitzara Li El Hashem vaya'aneni. Right? That's why you end the Yonah's bracha with Oneh be'es Sara. Says the Gemara, it's a little out of order. The first couple are in order. You have Avraham and you have Kriyas Yamsuf, but then Dovin and Shlomo are put after Yonah and Eliyahu. Lo tzurcha de lo davru Shlomo v'yacharkach Eliyahu v'Yonah. Shouldn't it be out of order? Shouldn't it be put it in chronological order? No, you want to end with a bracha on the land, because that's what it's about, the drought, and therefore David and Shlomo connect to the land, and that's why you have to switch the order. Sumcha says the ending of this is this bracha. Hashem lowers those who are high. So what does Shlomo and David have to do with that? So we're going to go the Yefem Mar'eh in the back. Reads the Gemara as follows. Nicha Shlomo dechsev bei bano banisi beis volach. Shlomo says, I built this house for you, which is a little bit, smacks a little bit of gaiva, says the Yafei Mara. Shenizgaya ba'omer. L'shoye kedai lasos mishkam l'shchina. L'chein hishpilo Hashem shehekim lo satan ez razon vedash modai. So the way he reads this Gemara is that the mashpil ramim is referring back to Shlomo and David were a little rum, and Hashem is mashpil. Others give a different shot. They don't like to say that this is Wadafka referring to David and Shlomo making a mistake. So this is how he reads it, though. So David lama, so adesha bikish lama no minyan hashi Yisrael, because David wanted to count the Jews. And counting the Jews, so there's different pshat them. That's the Malbim has a beautiful pshat in Shmuel Beis Perchav Dalet, but the Yifei Mara reads this as v'zemi gova lev ladas ma kamam koach mem shalto. He wanted to see how big his army was. So it smacked a little bit of rum, of arrogance, and that's what the bracha is, mashpil ramin. I'm Rabbi Yavohu, ksiv, bakari, aneni, elokate, sidki, bartsar, herchavtali. The Pasuk says, Hashem, right, made it wide for me. Amr, dovenei, gadish, baruch, ribona, olamim, kol tsara, shayi, nichnasla. David says, any tsar, any difficult situation that I was ever in, ato hayita, marchiv, alei, Hashem, you widened it for me. You helped me out, nichnasli, lesarasha, shabbat, sheva, v'natatali, shlomo. I even caused the problem by Bathsheba, says David. But still, Shlomo HaMelech came out of that. Right, I had Saras, and ultimately it led to the base of Migdash. Hashem, I know you always have a plan, to be able to go out of the Minameitzer Karasiya, Anani Vamerchav Ya. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the next mission.